How blessed am I to enjoy the Sabbath? Not so long ago, I just wouldn't have it. To live so many years, not obeying the fourth, trying to keep the other nine all the more. Had I read the scriptures, I would have known how important it is to be one of God's own. For it is a sign between He and me that I am set apart for Him and holy. For when the heavenly hosts do look down, it is the seal of Sabbath which should be found. Blessings for those who choose not to profane. The holy Sabbath shall always remain. I was told it was Sunday, a Sabbath we keep. I blindly accepted, never checking to see of what exactly the scriptures do speak, more specifically, which day of the week. Reading the 10 is not hard to do. God blessed the seventh day and rested too. There is no other day of the week God blessed and made holy that I can see. God is asking us to honor His day. The seventh is holy. With Him we celebrate. The Lord Himself meets us on that day. I don't let anything stand in the way. I do no work on that day, nor do I concentrate on my play. My focus shifts all to my Lord, hours and hours, never getting bored. Since I have been spending Sabbath with my Lord, special things have happened, I believe even more. On a Sabbath day, I remember well, during praise and worship, a fragrant smell, the scent of the bridegroom, Yeshua be He, in the midst of worship, there He be, visions and dreams, on this day He shows. He reveals things to me that I need to know. Joyfully on the Sabbath I dance and twirl, for I know Yeshua is with this girl. My heart and soul praises and sings. I am so happy to be with my King, for my King deserves nothing less. Praise Him with my entire nefesh. On the Sabbath, He gives words for my songs. Then He plays the melody to go along. Our Lord loves praise melodies. All music should be for His glory. The sun shines special on Sabbath day, gleaming so gloriously, no clouds in the way. The trees of the woods move their boughs in the breeze, celebrating the Sabbath by waving their leaves. There has always been a remnant for God, but a few who understood His ways and kept to them true. For in the last days, there will be a small group who will celebrate the Sabbaths and the feast days too. Others will see us as being under the law, but I know the truth. The Sabbath is for all. Each day of life I count as a gift. My prayers of thanks to Him I lift. But on the seventh day, His love comes down. Sabbath joy embraces me all around. This is the Sabbath rest He desires. That our yearning for Him burns His holy fire, never wanting the day to end, eagerly anticipating it to start again. Celebrate the Sabbath, even if by yourself, with a group or alone, if you have no one else. Praise, sing, and dance. Bring your sacrifice. Give thanks to God for all He provides. You will experience something new. The God of the creation will spend time with you. How great is our King, our Yeshua, who desires on Sabbath to be with me and you. It can be difficult to understand how God would want to spend time with man, but I know how blessed I am because I obey the fourth command. Thank you, Yeshua, for paying the penalty. You're my Sabbath for eternity. Thank you, Father, for your Sabbath rest. Now I know your ways are best.